at the end of the day, we gotta talk about shit. If you don't talk about the shit, you won't get through the shit. Thou must cope. Trigger warning, suicide. Welp, I'm back. If you hear something in the background, just know life is totally different, okay? And this is why I have indeed been gone. So I felt compelled to hop on here and just do a brief little Q&A segment just to come back to my platform. I'm sorry for abandoning y'all. I really am. I may or may not have visuals coming soon. Just gonna put that out here. And I'm gonna just go ahead and answer some of the questions that I received. All right, so the first question I received is, what's been the best part of motherhood thus far? And y'all, motherhood has been tough. It's been very, very tough. Like, that is why Thou Must Cope fail. It fell through the cracks because I wasn't able to cope. And, you know, you would think that I would come on here and be, like, talking about the experience to get through the experience, because that's what the platform is for, right? But it's been so hard to just even find the time to even set aside and record without a crying baby and all of that. Baby Kai is right here beside me. He may or may not start talking and make his own appearance. But as far as the best part of motherhood thus far, it's gonna sound crazy, but the best part for me is watching my baby eat and sleep. He just sleeps so peacefully, like he just worked a graveyard shift. And when he eats, he really enjoys food. He's smiling, he's making noises. And I just look at him and I'm like, wow, I love that human. That is my little human. That's my little human. The next question is, why do you beat on niggas? I'm going to have to assume that the person that sent this question has been confused with someone else, because I ain't never did such a thing. The next question is, how has motherhood strengthened you? Ooh. Motherhood has broken me down, okay? Let's just start there. It has literally strengthened me by making me weak as hell. I've seen lows that I ain't never seen before. I really have. Just going through pregnancy, having a baby, being suicidal, like... See, let me tell you how crazy this is. I ain't done this in so long that now I'm like, oh, I have to insert a trigger warning. But literally, it has strengthened me by breaking me the fuck down and building me up. Because at the end of the day, honestly, like, although I have had my lowest of lows giving birth and just parenting Kai, I had to have the strength to get back up because I have a baby. Like, even the days where I was off the motherfucking rocker, like, I remember there were some days where I would be trying to work. I work from home, and I'm trying to work. Like, to give you a visual, at this time, Kai was crawling, and he was pulling up the stand, and I'm just trying to type, and he's screaming, crying to the top of his lungs, like, exactly. Hysterical, and he's hysterical because he just wants me to pick him up. He wants to sit on my lap. He wants me to get off the computer, but I'm working, baby, so I can't do it. He's screaming. I'm like, just calm down, hold on. I try to give him his pacifier. He's stumping his feet. He's having a full-blown tantrum, And what the hell do I do? I have a tantrum too. So now I'm screaming. I'm like, ah! Because I'm touched out. It's just too much. And so then I go and lock myself in the bathroom. I'm screaming in there. He comes across to the bathroom. Now I feel bad. I feel terrible because I'm like, I just lost my shit. And how am I supposed to teach a child how to cope with their feelings if I can't cope with my own? I can't teach a child to not scream and have tantrums if I'm going to have a tantrum when he has a tantrum. And honestly, like, that seems like the simplest of things, but there were a lot of days like that, and I'm like, I just can't do this. I can't do it, because yeah, you have something to say for them? Because I'm with Kai pretty much 7 days a week. His dad works, he's away from the house probably almost 12 hours most of the time. So my whole work day consists of me taking care of Kai. And like, when I tell you that having those low days at the end of the day, even when I was tweaking, I'm like, okay, well, I have to pull it together. Like, even when I felt suicidal, I honestly can say, and I'm not going to get too much into this, but I finally understood the mothers that killed their child when they kill themselves, because I'm over here like, damn, man, I don't got nobody to support me. Like, I feel unsupported. So if I feel unsupported, who the hell was gonna take care of my baby? So we both gotta go. And Lord knows, at that point, that's when I knew I needed fucking help, and professional help, serious help, medical help. Okay. And so I got on antidepressants, and I'm off of them now, but I just told that short little story because I felt like seeing myself get that low made me have to gain the strength and made me have to pull myself together. Like, it's no way that I can fail this baby, because this baby did not ask to be here. This baby is just being a baby, even at the worst times. Y'all, I'm not editing this, so I hope he don't cut up, because I just need y'all to know how life is going over here. Yes, baby, yes. But even at the worst times, even at the lowest times, it's like, he ain't asked to be here. Even when he's being the most annoying, he's being a baby. Like, right now, I would love to be like, come on, I'm trying to record. But he doesn't understand that. So what am I going to be upset with him for, you know? And so, I hope they answer that question. If not, I just went on a fucking tangent for no reason. I also received the question of, when you coming back outside, the streets miss you. You can see me coming back to a street near you, okay? I'm back outside already. I'm outside, okay? Like, and when I'm outside, it's totally fuck them kids. Don't ask about my child. He's clearly not here. Yeah, right. Sorry. How am I doing mentally and physically? I'm going to start with physically first. I'm going to be real. Physically, I ain't doing too well. Pregnancy took a whole fucking toll on my body. I got a massage last month, and she was trying to work the tension out of my back. Like, and I have had multiple massages, but this lady really and truly knew what she was doing, and she was trying to work the knots on my back, and she was like, basically, they've been there since I was pregnant, and that it was going to take multiple sessions to, like, really, really work through them. And the crazy thing is, Kai is now one, so it's been there for over a year, and, like, I could literally feel the knots getting pushed up. She was able to push some out my side, some she had to push up, like, toward the top of my back into my neck area. And honestly, like, my body has just not recovered. It hasn't. My hips are bad. My back's bad. I hear a lot of pregnant women talk about their knees. My knees ain't really too bad, but I'm not Megan. If I was ever the stallion, I'm not her anymore. And, like, just a lot is going on. Like, hormonally, I might be having hot flashes. I be goddamn sweaty as hell at random times. I ain't never sweat like this a day in my life. But also, I'm just not really too healthy right now. Like, navigating through entering motherhood, although it's been over a year, it's been totally different. The way that I eat, the convenience of things, and it's so crazy because Kai eats healthy. I fix healthy foods for him. I give him balanced meals. But within that, I just let myself go. I'm eating once a day. Like, I'm picking my battles. And me picking my battles also includes me not doing the best for myself physically, honestly. And if I have to say mentally, I'm not going to lie. Mentally, I'm doing pretty good right now. I'm doing pretty good. I'm not on the antidepressants anymore, so that does make me happy. Not suicidal at the moment. Hopefully not again, ever. Not depressed. I'm going through a transitionary stage. Got some major changes happening. And so that right there is a little spooky. But I'm excited for what life is to bring, you know. And I'm just thanking myself for being here. I'm thanking myself for being here. I'm thanking myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For pushing through, for loving my baby, for just being able to get up every morning and witness this smile, and also just thanking myself for finding myself again. Because if anything, that has been the rough part of the journey. I feel like I lost myself, when honestly, I didn't lose myself. I just am a new person. I transitioned and I don't know her. So now I'm just working on finding who she is and staying healthy mentally, which means consistently going to therapy, because I haven't been doing that. I need to email my therapist back right now, actually. But yeah, that's just a few of the questions. I may hop back on here and answer more. If so, I'll just come back. If not, this would be the end of the podcast. I love y'all. Thanks for rocking with me. Y'all have actually still been listening to my episodes, and I really fuck with that because y'all fuck with a kid. But peace, love, and kids. Bye. Thanks for listening to my Ghetto Talk Therapy. Let me just say, the math ain't mathin'. How I got 1,000 listeners, majority of which listen on Apple Podcasts, and less than 50 reviews. Y'all ain't loyal? Nah, but for real, go rate my podcast and leave a review. It truly keeps me going.